Well, Boris Johnson is accused of calling his health minister hopeless in a text message. Adam Gilchrist is live on the line from London. Hello, Adam.
Hi, Ben. You'll be pleased to know I won't fill in the blank, but you can imagine. And several times as well. These are explosive-laden messages. In the main, they look like text messages that were sent by Boris Johnson in exchanges to the guy who used to be his aide, Dominic Cummings. We know Dominic Cummings and Boris Johnson have fallen out. Dominic Cummings was sacked before Christmas, and he seems to be getting his own back bit by bit. It was 10 days ago he first had a right go, and now suggesting that there is no confidence from the Prime Minister to his health secretary during a pandemic, of course, it really does sting. And this whole series of texts in which the Prime Minister refers to his health secretary as hopeless is extraordinary. Although, of course, do you know what? This would be a Downing Street answer. You could easily type in really wonderful or excellent, and then that damn auto-spelling correct thing, you know, on your mobile phone, it changed it to hopeless.
Yeah.
I think he might get cursed with that nickname forever, Hopeless Hancock, don't you think?
Yeah, it is a little bit difficult when he's running the show during a pandemic, and yeah, maybe exactly. It was an auto-correct failure. Now, weddings have been restricted in the UK because of the virus, so people are coming up with other ways of getting married?
Yeah, and wedding planners, of course, have been tearing their hair out because they've been wedding postponers rather than planners. And given that, you know, yes, people are still trying to get married, although socially distanced, without the numbers, what we have is we have a ban on dancing or singing. So amongst the things that planners are now offering, instead of dancing or singing or the classic wedding disco, rounders, a game of rounders in your wedding frock.
What is rounders?
As in, like, old-style baseball, only without helmets and so forth.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, games of rounders. Mini-Olympics, quiz nights, jazz bands, because you can't dance to jazz, and stand-up comedians. But you may remember, they made a film about this. Remember the film in which they banned dancing and singing, and then Kevin Bacon saved the day? I think we're in a Footloose scenario. We just need a Kevin Bacon.
You get Footloose, and we'll catch up tomorrow. Thanks, Adam.
Cheers, Ben.
Adam Gilchrist from the UK.